This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Jude is the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. Good morning, Jude.
And a proud Joy member.
Yes.
And what a fabulous monthly newsletter Joy puts out. And wouldn't it be fantastic at the time that the Pride Centre's able to get its own monthly newsletter so we can keep everyone informed of the latest developments.
We were talking about this just
shameless advertising and self-promotion.
There you go.
And by the way, Mac, if you want to get more members, don't hector them over the airwaves.
It's always worked, Robert.
Has it? Yes. Yeah, it works in life too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, abuse people and do exactly what you want.
Yeah, Richard Nixon approach.
So, Jude, what's happening with the Victorian Pride Centre? What's the latest development that you can talk to us about?
Well, I have to say, to start with, how wonderful it was, the street party in Lygon Street. I think we all took that time, and I took the time to take a selfie with the Lord Mayor. Mm. It was wonderful.
It was good fun, wasn't it?
It's great. You spoke so well. And so did actually all the pollies. I was really, really touched by everyone.
You know, Robert was really excited to be going up to Trades Hall.
I was in my natural habitat at Trades Hall with the Labor Premier and the Labor Federal Leader of the Opposition. I felt a bit nebbish, let me tell you.
Because I think Robert, you know, could naturally be a union official.
Hey, come on.
For those who are listening in, what you don't realise is there's more selfies being taken right
That's
now.
That's right.
So, fantastic. Well, I suppose the latest from the Pride Centre is that we've gone out to the design competition and we're down to four finalists. And if I can, Macca and Taz.
You know what's going to be an important component to be in all of these, I reckon, is a marriage deck.
Well, that's an interesting question. We want to comply completely with the City of Port Phillip's town planning requirements, but that would be fantastic.
Onerous, burdensome.
and
well, you think
Lord
they should
Mayor.
Have come to Melbourne.
Absolutely.
And
I can't tell you how disappointed I am that I'm not getting the Pride Centre, but I got outbid. I understand that. I don't hold that against Jude, except she's dead to me now.
You needed to, you needed to dig your hand in your pocket a bit deeper.
What's the real estate worth, Jude? It was a coup for you.
$13 million.
Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
So I suppose that's one of the bits of news, is that we've actually got the keys to the Munro site.
Fantastic.
So that was wonderful. That's at 79 to 81 Fitzroy Street, with the transfer of the car park at the back at the time that we get the development approval through. So it's four of Australia's top design practices have got through to the stage. I personally haven't seen the designs because that's the jury that does
have they
that.
Actually drawn up designs?
So what
you've
they
got some
put
concepts
in,
to play with?
Not with, we don't play with them. So the design jury, it's a strict Institute of Architects process, went out, attracted 18, well, it was culled to 18, then down to four. So the four.
But the four have actually come up with drawings.
Oh, yeah.
Concept drawings.
Oh, yeah. The initial concepts that got them to be the four, and then they're done in a little bit more detail for the picking of the winner. So that's Grant Amon Architects and Brearley Architects, BKK and Sibling Architecture. And what you're picking up with those, there's been some pairing up of architecture firms. This we got independently is the biggest show in town. It's fantastic. And the third one was Hay Ball and another one was Preston Lane Architects. So that is great news and it's so exciting. And in relation to the Munro site, and I have to say it's not the same spelling as my name, so it's Marilyn Munro, M-O-N-R-O-E site.
Come on, Jude, you named it for yourself. We know that.
Yeah.
It's clear to us all. Come on.
There's a really beaut bit of neon signage with that's taken from that wonderful shot of Marilyn Munro with the skirt.
The skirt,
and
the,
it's wonderful. But we are in some discussions with the block. As you know, they are doing work
at the Gatwick across the road.
At the Gatwick, exactly, Taz. And we're wanting to see what might be able to be done that might be mutually beneficial.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So watch
get a group
this
of amateurs
space.
To do things really like, cheaply and as quickly as they can. That's a great
mean,
idea.
You mean like a pop-up store?
Are you talking about the city of Port
Phillip? Pop-up stores, but also we would like to see a bit of an LGBTQI theme in relation to the block and the rejuvenation of Fitzroy Street.
Nice.
So watch this space on that one. Mm. And because we're just picking up the pace even more, I
this
think we're
good.
All run off our feet.
This is good.
We are so run off our feet, you wouldn't have any idea. We're going to be putting on some extra resources. So any listeners out there who might know someone who would be fantastic in the area of fundraising, we're putting on some fundraising services. Also, we're putting on resources to assist with communications and also some coordination resources to support the board and our implementation.
So are you saying, Jude, that you've got three jobs going?
Personally, there will be three jobs going. Well, in a sense, some of them will be contract.
Yeah, but you are recruiting for three jobs. A fundraising job, a comms job, and a sort of a management coordination type role.
That's it.
Great. So how can people apply for these jobs?
So they'll be going on Seek in the course of the next week.
How much does it pay, the comms job?
That will be up to the EOIs we get in. And can I say we also have a clause in our EOI process, our expression of interest process, that says that we give extra value to pro bono services or discounted services. So we're really trying to manage costs with all of this as well.
So you've got to do it for nothing, Macca?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to do it for nothing, but
you've got to do 125%
in other
words, for about 75%. Yeah. But anyway, so there are three jobs going. People can find out about those via Seek. Fantastic.
That's right.
I think that'll be of interest to our listeners.
Yeah, I would imagine so, because it's really getting in on the ground at a very exciting stage. We're out, I'm out meeting with the major 10 resident organisations. So it's Joy, Switchboard and everyone else, to get some MOUs over the line about their intentions to come in. So this isn't all of the detailed finances. It's about intention. And we are, though, going out for another expression of interest to real estate agents because we want to be starting the process of attracting commercial tenancies. Mm. And the commercial tenancies, for those who may not know this, will occupy 20% of effectively the gross floor area or net lettable area, and that...
What sort of commercials are you looking at?
Well, we're getting some other advice as to what might be highest and best used, because that will effectively cover operating costs and allow for some discounting in relation to rents to be charged, and also then allow for the smaller groups to be able to really get there.
Of course.
Now, I can see your producer is, and producers are going absolutely ape because it's nearly 11 o'clock.
It's news time, actually.
I see, I'm so conscious of timing.
And that means it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from Robert, and unfortunately, Jude, we're out of time.
Because
Robert hogged
the
microphone.
We could do this for all day, couldn't we, Jude?
So, have a look on Seek. Those positions will be coming up. And remember, if there's a pro bono component, your application will
be
rated. Be worth more.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.